Hey Siri, what's 0 divided by 0?
Imagine that you have 0 cookies, and you split them evenly among 0 friends. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. And you are sad that you have no friends.
Not exactly the answer voice and education experts have in mind for students, but certainly lighthearted and humorous. Beth Ritter-Guth is the director of the Innovation Center at Union County College in Cranford. She believes such technology will find its way in higher education.
Voice and virtual reality, I think, are the two technologies that are really going to be impacting our students and our communities as well. Voice is a lot easier. It's a lot easier to say, turn on X, than like get out your phone and unlock the screen and do all the things that you have to do.
Hey Google, how long have cats been around?
9,500 years. According to Wikipedia, because cats were venerated in ancient Egypt, they were commonly believed to have been domesticated there, but there may have been instances of domestication as early as the Neolithic from around 9,500 years ago.
The use of voice technology is expanding in U.S. households more rapidly than mobile devices. Even the internet, says Sanjay Pothan with Emerson College.
The internet took about 20 years for it to get to 50% of the U.S. population. Mobile took about 6 or 7 years, and voice is projected to take about 3 to 4 years. Right now we're at 40 million devices at 250 million people, so projected to go really quite quickly.
Pothan is the director of Emerson Launch, the college's center for innovation and entrepreneurship.
From an education perspective, we're working a lot with the students. We've conducted a survey, actually, of our students around voice and voice receptivity. And what we're finding is that there's definitely interest tempered with caution and cautious optimism.
I found your most recent message from Ang Santos. Don't forget the cat food. Would you like to reply?
Keith Williams, director of the Web and Information Systems Program at New Jersey Institute of Technology, says voice applications are developing and maturing through text messaging.
Because I think in the beginning, it's going to be hard to conceive of what voice can deliver and how to actually make usable interfaces for meaningful interactions.
Students should be the first beneficiary of the technology that is for education.
Dee Kanegia is the founder of Cogni, the developer behind Virtual Learning Assistant, a program that provides an AI-based tutoring system for students.
So the students want to master certain skills or topics, and they would like to be provided support where they can practice certain questions, they can get guidance and the feedback. So I think voice technology can play an important role, not just answering their questions, informational questions about where they get this or that, but also quizzing them and making sure that they understand the concepts of the subject better.
Alexa, how do you spell cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe is spelled C-A-N-T-A-L-O-U-P-E.
Privacy, of course, is another issue when talking about bringing voice assistants into the classroom. But that's an issue some might argue is as complex as creating the technology itself. In Newark, I'm Meg Santos, WBGO News.